Democracy thrives on shared truths, but what happens when reality itself becomes contested? In 2016, Donald Trump resurrected the America First slogan, a phrase with troubling roots in Charles Lindbergh's pre-WW2 movement that opposed fighting Nazi Germany while promoting white supremacist ideals. This wasn't coincidental. When Trump strategist Steve Bannon spoke of making America's future as exciting as the 1930s, he was evoking the era of America's greatest sympathy for fascism. As the son of Holocaust survivors, Jason Stanley brings both scholarly precision and personal urgency to his analysis of how fascist tactics operate in modern politics. His central insight, that fascism begins not with violence but with words, makes his work particularly relevant as populist movements gain momentum globally. But what exactly makes these words so dangerous, and why do they resonate with so many? Make America great again. Take back control. These slogans work by tapping into nostalgia for a supposedly better time. Fascist movements replace historical understanding with a mythic past justifying hierarchy. An imagined history portraying a pure, tragically destroyed heritage that was homogeneous and dominated by traditional family structures. In this mythology, the nation's leader functions as the father figure, deriving authority from strength. Nazi propaganda defined military service as men's highest calling, while women fulfilled themselves through motherhood. These patriarchal ideals continue defining movements today, from Poland's Law and Justice Party to American alt-right figures claiming patriarchal roles as Central European heritage. This strategy doesn't merely distort history, it replaces it with an emotional narrative explaining present grievances through lost greatness. The mythic past provides both diagnosis, fallen glory, and prescription, return to traditional hierarchies. By controlling the narrative of the past, fascists gain power to shape the future. Even the most authoritarian movements claim to defend freedom and justice. Fascist propaganda operates through inversion, concealing problematic goals behind accepted ideals. Richard Nixon's war on crime exemplifies this. His chief of staff's diary revealed the racist intent, noting the whole problem is really the blacks, while creating a system that acknowledges this without appearing to. Corruption claims are central to fascist politics. Movements use metaphors like draining swamps, making false corruption charges while engaging in corrupt practices themselves. Paradoxically, fascist politicians typically prove more corrupt than those they replace. For fascists, corruption refers more to purity than lawbreaking. Liberty becomes perverted in fascist rhetoric. Frederick Douglass highlighted this hypocrisy in 1852, questioning how a nation celebrating liberty could enslave humans. The Confederacy tied white Southerners' freedoms to slavery, while states' rights defended Southern states from federal intervention against Jim Crow laws. This propaganda effectively cloaks authoritarian goals in democratic language. By the time citizens realize the bait and switch, democratic institutions may be too weakened for resistance. Anti-intellectualism forms a cornerstone of fascist politics. By attacking education, expertise, and language, fascist movements undermine public discourse, making intelligent debate impossible and leaving only power and tribal identity. Fascist movements work to undermine independent institutions until they can be replaced with compliant ones. They claim universities suppress right-leaning voices while allowing protests against them and target dangerous leftist professors. This attack on expertise escalates to an assault on reality itself. Conspiracy theories both delegitimize opponents and shape reality. Poland's ruling PiS party rose through conspiracy theories about the 2010 Smolensk plane crash, while Hungary's Viktor Orban invented a Soros plan, claiming the Jewish philanthropist planned to flood Hungary with migrants. The idea that truth naturally prevails in a marketplace of ideas fails against fascist politics. While John Stuart Mill argued for airing even false opinions, fascist language primarily elicits emotion rather than conveys information. When citizens cannot agree on basic facts, democracy becomes impossible. Without common ground, we cannot deliberate, compromise, or hold leaders accountable. The belief that some people are naturally better than others forms fascism's ideological core. While liberalism has expanded citizenship to all groups, fascism insists nature imposes hierarchies incompatible with democratic equality, functioning as mass delusions or legitimation myths. Confederate Vice President Alexander Stevens embodied this in 1861, declaring the Confederacy founded on the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man. He claimed abolitionists were warring against a principle by attempting to equalize what the Creator had made unequal. This reasoning persists in modern debates about genetic differences between races. In contemporary politics, fascist hierarchies manifest as distinctions between deserving and undeserving citizens. During the 2016 election, Trump supporters often expressed contempt for undeserving welfare recipients, typically coded language for racial distinctions. This misunderstands liberal democracy, which maintains all citizens deserve basic goods regardless of perceived work ethic. Empires in decline are especially vulnerable to fascist politics. When hierarchy collapses, fascism thrives on the victimization felt by formerly dominant groups. Natural hierarchy appeals through its simplicity. Rather than confronting complex historical injustices, it suggests the world is ordered as it should be. Have you ever noticed how often privileged groups claim victimhood? In fascist politics, equality and discrimination become deliberately confused. When the 1866 Civil Rights Act granted minimal rights to freed slaves, President Johnson vetoed it as discrimination against the white race. This pattern persists today, with many white Americans believing they face more discrimination than minorities despite clear evidence to the contrary. Research shows dominant groups perceive increasing minority representation as threatening. The loss of privileged status feels like genuine marginalization. When holidays, media, or gender roles shift toward equality, it's experienced as oppression. Fascist propaganda transforms this sense of loss into aggrieved victimhood to justify oppressive actions. The men's rights movement exemplifies this. Middle-class white men feeling victimized despite their continued advantages. Manufacturing victimhood allows fascist politics to direct anger at innocent groups. This inversion works because it contains emotional truth. When privilege erodes, it genuinely feels like persecution. The fascist leader validates these feelings, channeling them into righteous anger against convenient scapegoats. Fascist politics divides society into us versus them, portraying them as lazy criminals hiding behind liberal rhetoric, while we are hardworking and law-abiding. Research shows how previously unacceptable behaviors gradually normalize and provoke less outrage. We've already normalized extreme policies like racialized mass incarceration and harsh refugee treatment. Fascist politics promises freedom while concealing that its alternative cannot sustain a stable nation. As climate change, social instability, and economic inequality drive migration, fascist leaders exploit these crises to reinforce racist stereotypes. Countering fascism requires strengthening democratic values and institutions, defending education that teaches critical thinking over patriotic mythology, supporting journalism that speaks truth to power, and building solidarity across differences. Democracy demands work, seeing others as equals despite differences, engaging with complex truths rather than comforting myths, and holding power accountable. By rejecting fascist narratives, we remain free to engage with one another as fully human. Our future depends on this commitment to shared truth and equal dignity.